Hello, it's John Young here. I'm sitting in the home of Hugh Burns in Meadowside Cottage in Lockhart Street, and we're here to talk about Hugh's life in Stonehouse and his memories of Stonehouse. Hugh, thanks for agreeing to do the interview. Hugh, can I first ask you, where you were born and brought up, and were you originally a Stonehouse man, or did you move into the village? Can you maybe tell us a wee bit of your early life in Stonehouse?
Well, I was born in Caledonia Avenue in Stonehouse. My mother unfortunately died the day after I was born, and the family then moved from Caledonia Avenue to Meadowside Cottage. Now, the reason for this was my father, George Burns, had two sisters, Elizabeth and Jessie. And Elizabeth was Elizabeth Torrance, Jessie was Jessie Burns. And Mrs. Torrance, that was my aunt, took over my upbringing at Meadowside.
Right.
My father died 2 or 3 years later, and that made Mrs. Torrance my,
adopted mother.
Mother.
Uh-huh.
Although I had an aunt as well, and I had my uncle Alec McCrone. So I was fortunate in as much as I had two fathers, in a way, or two mothers, rather than. However, Mrs. Torrance at that time was a teacher in Lark Hall Academy. She was an MA with honours graduate from Glasgow University. So that meant that she made sure that I was going to get a reasonable education, in spite of the lack of brain power. But anyway, I went to Stonehouse School, and
was that Townhead, Hugh? Or was
that was a Townhead Street School, and my first teacher was Abel Craig, quite a character. I then went from the Townhead School to Cymlethan Street School, where at the age of 12 I qualified to go into secondary school. I was then went to Hamilton Academy, and at Hamilton Academy, when I reached the third or fourth year, I decided, right, I'm going to move. I was interested in engineering, and I thought that a classical career just wasn't suiting me. So I then started my apprenticeship as an electrical and mechanical engineer with Anderson Boys and Company Limited, mining machinery manufacturers in Motherwell. So that was Anderson Boys apprenticeship. Now, my recollection as an apprentice was, you started about age 15, you served an apprenticeship of 5 years, you were doing practical work for 2 or 3 years, which involved dungarees and getting the bus out there to Motherwell in the morning at 6 o'clock and getting home at 6 o'clock at night. Then, at the end of the week, I looked at my first wage packet, and lo and behold, there was a magnificent sum of 7 and 11 pence for a week's work, you see. Most of it went in bus fare.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, that was the way it went in those days. And when I tell my grandchildren about this, they laugh and say, "You were daft." But there was no alternative.
Uh-huh.
There was no alternative to this. So anyway, I worked with Anderson Boys. I went to the Royal Technical College, Glasgow, to get the non-technical part of the practical part out of the way. And I was with Anderson Boys for 50 years. It was one of the foremost engineering companies in Scotland with 2,500 employees. And during my term with the company, I progressed through the ranks as a fitter, a turner, an electrician, then became a white-collar worker.
Right.
I became a draftsman, a designer, a development engineer, to finally technical administration manager, the post that I held at the time of my retirement 50 years later. I've lived in Stonehouse all my life, taking an active part in the village life. Now, I've got a list here of all the different things that I was in. Whenever something started up, I seemed to want to join. So I was a member of the local Boy Scouts Association. And also took part in the formation of the Bad Powell Old Scouts Guild, where all the old scouts used to meet. In fact, we had a big reunion in Strathaven a number of years later. Boy Scouts Association. Now, when I'm in the Boy Scouts Association, I may as well talk about what we did in our younger days at school. I'm talking about Stonehouse School. Mm-hmm. Well, a big attraction was the Avon for fishing and swimming. And after that came sledging in the wintertime, either in the Mill Brae from the High Toll down to the Mill Bridge, or up at the Lintock, all over. And then there was Peaver that the girls played. There was Moshe, which was played with marbles. And there was a Girn Cleek. If you're fortunate, you get the local blacksmith to make a gir, and you'd a cleek. And roller skating, that was another thing. And, of course, ice skating on the Telwart Pond. Now, that more or less looked after the Boy Scouts and my part and my youth. I can't think of anything else that we did.
That's quite a range of recreational pursuits, many of which people wouldn't even recognise nowadays Stonehouse.
They developed later on into... I became a member of the Stonehouse Agricultural Society because I was very much interested in the outdoor life. In fact, I finished up as honorary vice president. Then, after that, fishing came on the scene, and we decided that we would reform the Avon Angling Club, mm-hmm. which dated way back to about the early 1900s, formerly founded by a Jimmy McKenzie. So I became president of the Avon Angling Club, and it developed and developed and developed. And then there was a subsidiary club, the Cape Angling Club, mm-hmm. where my experience led me to becoming a president there as well. And I was also a member of the Well Bray Angling Club, which was a Hamilton club. Now along came this change, inasmuch as I married Moira Dick in August 1949. And in those days, it was the customary thing to go to balls occasionally, like the police ball, the Masonic mm-hmm. ball. And at the farmer's ball in Strathaven, lo and behold, I met Moira. And she was a nurse then at that time in Stonehouse Hospital. And we got on very well together.